Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This podcast is called The 10,000 Hour Rule and Discipleship. How much do you have to practice to become a professional golfer? Then again, how much is pure talent and how much is hard graft? Well, a podcast piqued my interest this week on this very subject. The BBC put out a podcast called More or Less, and it's one of my favourites. Once a week, numbers that have been in the news are put under the microscope to see if they have been used correctly. In the most recent episode, they reported on the progress of a golfer who had never played until a few years ago. He'd heard of research conducted by David Epstein, which suggested that 10,000 hours of practice might be enough to bring mastery to any subject. In fact, Epstein has since pulled back somewhat from that claim, but still, there seems to be some truth in the idea that, well, as the old saying goes, practice makes perfect. It set my mind to working out how many hours the disciples of Jesus spent with him. So if you take it as about 3 years, which multiplied by 365 days per year and 24 hours a day, adds up to about 26,000 hours. Now, we have to assume they had a few hours without him. He was alone from time to time, up on a mountain, in solitary places and so on, having what we would call a quiet time. And let's also assume that most nights they slept 7 hours. And there were some occasions when Jesus actively sent them off, like in Luke 10, when he sent them off 2 by 2, and Matthew chapter 21, when he sent them to find the donkey in Jerusalem. So a fair estimate of the time they spent with him might be between 15 and 18,000 hours. That's a lot of time. No wonder that after the resurrection, as the apostles went out to preach and teach about Jesus, it's no wonder that the apostles reminded others of Jesus. Like Acts chapter 4, verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. With Jesus. Didn't just know about him, but they'd been with him. I suppose that's part of the point of what we call a quiet time. If I live 50 years as a Christian and spend, say, half an hour on average consciously in God's presence, learning from him, listening to him, conversing with him in prayer and Bible study each day, that's going to add up to, well, over 9,000 hours. Of course, I am always in God's presence in a very real sense, but there is something about focusing on him that deepens the experience. I don't know if I'll ever exactly master the Christian life, but I do know that I'll be a better, more accurate representative of my Lord if I spend a few thousand hours in his presence with him. Oh, and the golfer that I mentioned at the beginning, well, so far he's gone from being a total novice to a 4 handicap after putting in several thousand hours of practice. Not bad, if you like golf. Until the next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.